This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The AIDS Memorial Quilt has grown too big to display together in one place. It honors the lives of over 94,000 people who died of AIDS with panels made by friends and family. The entire quilt was shown together in 1996 on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Now it's back for its 25th anniversary, this time displayed all over the city, as we hear from NPR's Netta Ulaby.
There are hundreds of quilt panels spread on the National Mall, each one 3 feet by 6 feet, the size of a human grave.
These are the names of our dead. Gary Moonert, Marvin Feldman.
There's a reading like this whenever the quilt is shown.
Reggie Hightower.
One square is shiny purple satin. Others are covered with rainbow flags, American flags, and red quilted hearts.
That's Uncle Eric. Your Uncle Eric was...
Katie Lauderdale brought her two young daughters to see the quilt. Her brother, Eric Pfeiffer, died in San Francisco when he was only 30. The minute she starts talking, the tears begin, too.
It's so overwhelming. It's, I mean, he's been dead for 20 years, and it's still hard. And you look at this, and you realize that each one of these people is somebody who was very loved.
Pfeiffer's panel is part of a quilt that, if put completely together, would stretch more than 50 miles.
In the early years, we were just sewing as fast as we could.
Julie Rode runs the Names Project. It collects the panels, preserves, and displays them. She says in the late 1980s and early 90s, they received up to 11,000 a year. Now it's more like one or two a day. The quilt shown around the country in small pieces, around 1,000 different displays. Rode says these days they can focus on a specific community.
If we are sending quilt into a synagogue, it would make the most sense to have Jewish-themed quilt go out to the synagogue. It makes the most sense to have Afrocentric quilt go into the Black church.
When the quilt started in 1987, most of the panels remembered gay men, some so closeted their quilts only noted their first names. That more or less stopped for a while, but Rhodes says the quilt reflects changes in HIV demographics.
It shows up that we have first name only panels starting to come in again in African American population.
Rode would love to find the AIDS Memorial Quilt a home where it could serve as a permanent reminder.
To never leave a population uncared for.
The quilt was meant as a reminder that those who died from HIV and AIDS were not statistics. They were people.
Chris Dupre, Felix Velarde Munoz, Harry.
25 years and thousands of deaths after it started. In many ways, the AIDS quilt has not changed at all. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.